Imagine sleeping in the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's iconic sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee plus 15% off your first order with code Odyssey. So head to B-O-L-L and Branch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back. BetQL Daily right here on the BetQL Network. Joe O, Joe Gier, and Hawks are with you on a Football Friday, 20 minutes from now. Contest picks, our finalized show survivor pick for this weekend. Lightning bets, including props. We mentioned props. We have a bunch coming up in Lightning bets. I have a bunch for this week coming up. Lightning bets in about 40 minutes. Right now, though, we go out to the guest line. Friend of the show, Patrick Everson, senior reporter for Vegas Insider, a contributor at Fox Sports. Let's start with this, Patrick. We just heard from Brandon Staley there talking about Justin Herbert getting plenty of rest. So right now we're sitting 7 on the spread, 47.5 around there for the total. What have you heard on this? Do you think we're going to stay here, or do you think we get an adjustment when we find out the, you know, exactly what's going on with Herbert before kickoff?
Well, first off, Joe and Aaron, thank you very much for having me on a Friday morning. I really appreciate it. Look, this line's been up at most books all week long, but what I thought was the most revealing comment that I got this week was from Rex Byers, who formerly, he's been with the Superbook, he's been with Caesar Sports. Prior to that, a great deal of work in the global market, if we can say that. And he's now the head of wagering for PlayUp. And what he said is, I'd have no interest in booking the Chargers game until I know if the quarterback is playing. I'm not in the business of playing 50-50 with the NFL. And so they haven't had it up at PlayUp all week. And what he said was, we won't put this game up until we know who's playing. He says, are we still looking at like 7 and 47 and a half? I apologize. It's early here and I haven't looked at the numbers this morning yet. But yes. Are we still looking at basically 7? Okay. He said the line in total won't close anywhere near where they are now. The spread will be 3 points higher or 3 points lower, depending on if Herbert plays. So that's how he feels about it. And this guy's been around. He's been in the business quite a while. Doesn't, you know, he has no issue with other books booking it. A lot of those books have, he just moved on from Superbook recently, and he's with one of the newer entities here in the United States. Books like BetMGM and so forth and DraftKings and so on that have a lot more liquidity can afford to make that decision and then see where this all falls, I assume, today. But he could even, you know, today they could even say, well, he's a game time decision, you know, and then what do you do? So, but regardless, what I think what Rex is saying about where this line will end has little to do with whether you have a lot of liquidity with your book or not. This number is going to be significantly different once that decision is made.
Gotcha. What about Green Bay, Tampa Bay? We get this one, a lot of eyeballs on it. But here's the thing, another game, we have a spread and a total on it, and the total's actually been climbing because I think people are like, wait a second, we're low 40s on Brady and Rodgers. But when you look at the injury reports, and I'm sure there's going to be movement once those final injury reports come out today, it's not just the Bucs. It's also the Packers. Once again, a situation, offensive line, wide receivers, so many of them dealing with injuries. There's a suspension. So what are you hearing from people in the betting markets on Packers and Bucks?
Well, obviously, it's the game of the week, no question. And a couple of interesting tidbits, and then I'll get you some pretty up-to-date splits on that game as well. But there's a professional bettor that I've been connecting with every week through the early stages of football season. I'm going to try to connect with this person every week during football season because he's a pretty smart guy. Now, that said, you know, the sharp guys aren't sharp because they win every single week. If they did, they'd all be millionaires. But, you know, the way they go about their business is a lot different than the way that average folks, me, you know, I don't claim to be sharp at all. I try and have more fun with this. But he liked the Saints last week against the Bucs. Obviously, the Saints didn't get there. He still likes going against Tampa this week. You know, the wideout core continues to be beat up. Offensive line banged up. He even says, so he says, Tampa line is a disaster. Green Bay is the play. He took the Packers out of the gate at +3. Now, obviously, you're not getting +3 anymore. So you need to think about that. Just because you hear that there might be a sharp play on Green Bay, remember that they got a much better number, the sharp players did. But but that was sharp play all the way down, +3, +2, and so on. So, you know, the professional guys seem to think that the Green Bay on the road is the play here. Now you do have to stand in front of Tom Brady, but this is a pretty banged up team. Looking at current splits from DraftKings right now, it's two way action. Now there's actually more tickets on the Bucs, which I don't think would really surprise anybody. 62% of tickets on the Bucs, but money on the spread is almost dead even. I mean, Tom Brady is still going to be a public play as well, but keep in mind these are both public teams here. So I think they're both going to get their share of action. And there's a lot of time between now and kickoff. This game is going to be heavily bet into. It's going to be in a lot of parlays and money line parlays and such. So, you know, and maybe teasing Green Bay up if they want to go that direction, if Green Bay remains a dog here.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Thank you so much for joining us. Happy Friday. Curious your insight in what type of action you're seeing on Niners at Broncos. Jimmy G back at the helm. Mm-hmm. He is all smiles. And also, just a follow-up on that, the Niners has a dark horse for Super Bowl. If you're seeing any action on that with a wide-open NFC.
It's definitely happening. I guess we'll go, and thank you, Aaron. We'll go with game first and then move on to futures, I guess. But look, it's an interesting situation. You've got, a team that lost its quarterback, but everybody is really optimistic about its chances. And this line jumped the fence early in the week. I mean, it was Denver 2.5 early in the week or at the outset, and almost immediately, really pretty quickly, it flipped to the Niners being a short favorite in this game. And some of that was sharp play, Aaron. Some of that was Denver's a little bit banged up too. And it's funny, you know, San Francisco's obviously banged up without its quarterback, but in a way that people think is good. They've got a veteran quarterback who's actually taken a team to a Super Bowl, taken that team to a Super Bowl. So they're optimistic in that sense. And I do think it's gone a little farther. You know, look, I'm a Denver Broncos guy because I'm a Colorado guy. But I do think this has gone a little too far. That said, if you look at DK splits right now, you got 3-1 tickets and almost 5-1 money on Niners spread. I'm at a point where if you're going to look, trying to take my personal bias out of it, and it's huge, but also my personal, because of that personal bias, I have this personal, like, things are going to go awful for Denver all the time. I had a really bad feeling about week one, and I was right. If you're going to give Denver points at home in primetime against anybody other than, say, the Chiefs or, you know, a couple of the other top-tier teams, the Bills, etc., then I'm going to take those points. I'm going to bet that game. I'm going to bet Denver as a home dog on Sunday night if that's the way it's going to go. In fact, I'll probably, you know, just to make sure it happens, maybe get that bet locked in today. It's interesting that it's gone this far. I understand it. And Aaron, moving along to Super Bowl, yes, their Super Bowl odds shortened a little bit. Caesars pointed out earlier in the week, I think San Francisco was 25 or maybe 22 to 1, moved into 20-1 in Super Bowl odds. They're seeing a little bit of money. Their odds, like I noted, got a little bit shorter. There was even a little bit of play, a decent play at 200-1, $1,000 at 200-1 on Jimmy Garoppolo to win MVP. So his odds, I think, shortened all the way into 50-1 or something along that line. Along those lines. So, yeah. So there's, you know, look, those are kind of flyer bets, but there's certainly some optimism there that didn't seem to be there with the new quarterback. So we'll see how far that optimism goes. I'd like that optimism to get a cold dose of reality in the Mile High City, but we'll see if that's what happens.
Patrick, what are you seeing and hearing on the total in the Dolphins and the Bills game and the side? Because it's interesting. This is like the two things that people love, right? The Bills, everyone loves, and how do you not? They're a dominant team right now.
Yep.
But then Miami's the hot team. And then what they just did to Baltimore, I could see a lot of people being on Miami. And this is the highest total of the weekend, 52.5. But it's a divisional game. They know each other well. What are you hearing and seeing on that matchup?
Yeah, again, another really interesting one. And a couple of different angles that I'm looking at it from, and I'll get you some recent splits on that as well. But I was talking to one of the traders at WinBet, John Manica, a couple of days back earlier in the week. And what he noted was you mentioned the total, Joe, and it opened between 50 and 51 on the look ahead line. And then everybody saw not only what the Bills obviously did to the Titans, just absolutely rolled and put up a ton of points and they looked phenomenal, but Miami, with 28 points in the fourth quarter and Tua throwing all those touchdown passes and so forth. So that got as high as 54. I think it's dialed back a little bit. Again, I haven't checked this morning, but I know it dialed back by Wednesday night, 52.5, 53, depending on where you were looking. But what John said is, I believe most models have this total lower to your point, Joe, as two divisional opponents collide. He said, I wouldn't be surprised if we see this close lower than the current market. So he wouldn't be surprised if this maybe shifts back a little bit, but it is it's a great game, and it could be a ton of scoring in this game. If Buffalo keeps doing what it's doing, if Miami is the Miami that we suddenly saw in the fourth quarter. Now that said, this is all Buffalo, and this is at multiple sports books. You just can't get people off the Buffalo Bills. But I'm looking at, real time at DraftKings on the spread, 80% of tickets, 88% of money on Buffalo. So that said, the numbers are kind of a dead number. Five is not the most lively number, but it's a ton of tickets. You know, for what's in the pot, and I think I've said this to the three of you when I was on last time, keep in mind we're early. I know it's Friday now, but Sunday is when all the money comes in, and closer to kickoff is when the money comes in. Some money will come in Saturday, but from the pot that exists, which I'm going to say is not extensive, it's very heavy tickets and money at Buffalo. I don't know that that's going to change much by Sunday. I just think people want to get on that. Unless you have a personal bias against the Bills, you want to get on that Josh Allen bandwagon. It's fun. I mean, who doesn't want to root for a team that scores a bunch of points and moves up and down the field?
Yeah, could miss the entire secondary, so that's going to be a fun one to monitor once we get the final reports today. With Patrick Everson, senior reporter for Vegas Insider, also of Fox Sports, this is BetQL Daily. All right, I know you've hit on some of the games, but you can mention them once again. If you're giving us a list of sharp action that you've seen, and obviously numbers move here, NFL, and if you want to hit college, anything that stands out, what's the list of games where you've heard about sharp action?
Right. Well, definitely Packers when you could get them at 3 and even at 2. WinBet took some respected play at plus 2. That was definitely there. The Colts, believe it or not, and again, I'm not looking at the sports line. Are we still sitting 5.5 there? 5.5, 6? They took some sharp play. And again, this is from Rex Byers. Great. The guy's a quote machine. He's phenomenal. You know, he said, this is interesting, I think. If you give me one team to win the Super Bowl right now, I take the Chiefs. My power rating makes the game Chiefs 6. He said, but there's an all-star team of wise guys on the dog at plus 6.5 and plus 6, and that's why it's 5.5. So the Colts, people, you know, at least the sharp guys thinking there's going to be, you know, some bounce back there. So definitely a little bit of sharp play there. I think there's some, you know, if you jump to the college ranks, maybe a little bit on Maryland. Anytime that line gets over 17, there's some Maryland money against Michigan. Obviously the Niners on Sunday night had some sharp play early there. So just a handful of games where you're seeing some sharp activity for sure.
Going to college, a couple of unbeatens in the ACC, Clemson at Wake Forest. Curious the insights that you have on this one.
Well, it's an interesting game. You got a couple of unbeatens, I should say. And I'm scrolling through my article because I know I've got it here, but sometimes I scroll too fast, Aaron, and I skip right over games, but I know it's in here. So just give me one moment. Oh, I moved this because I moved the USC game. But and that's what I'm going to want to talk about. But it's interesting that you've got two unbeaten teams and you have Clemson coming off the season it had, which by Clemson standards was not good. But look, it's still all Clemson. This is from an update I did Thursday afternoon from Caesars, and ticket count on the spread, 4-1. Money on the spread, 7-1 in favor of Clemson. Again, early money, not as much in the pot, but this is an early game tomorrow. So this is going to be settled up. Then, you know, once you get to noon Eastern Saturday, everybody's going to be done betting on this. And I don't think that's going to change much. I still think people are going to be on Clemson in this one for sure.
Very quickly, about a minute. You said you wanted to touch on the USC game. I'm interested in that one because the Oregon State side, it looks like people think they might have a chance. What are you hearing on this game and seeing?
This is interesting because Caesars went out way out on a limb and put this number up at USC 12.5 last Sunday afternoon. And within half an hour, it was down to 7. So, and then to 6.5 and then to 6. But and they got hammered with Oregon State money. As of yesterday, there was more money on Oregon State spread than any of the 16 NFL Week 3 spreads. And Oregon State just took a ton of money. So Caesars may be in a rare position of actually needing USC in this game with the way it was bet because of the line, the way they opened and so forth. I think most books are going to need the home dog Oregon State, but this is going to be interesting. They could end up needing USC, and bettors were all over Oregon State.
Great stuff, Patrick. You're always appreciated. Senior reporter, Vegas Insider, contributor at Fox Sports. That was Patrick Everson on the guest line. On the other side, Joe and Paul finalize contest picks, and we finalize our show survivor pick right here on the BetQL Network.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.